Thousands of students return to class on IU's campus, and that includes music students, many of whom are vocalists. Shelley Miller is a professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. She is leading a six-month research project looking at singers and other musicians' transmission of aerosol particles. She says that singing in a room for an extended period of time, in close contact with lots of people and no ventilation, is a recipe for disaster. Since singing does spread viruses further than speaking, what is IU doing to make sure students and faculty stay safe? James Strong is a professor of practice and the director of the IU Soul Review, which is an R&B ensemble dedicated to the preservation and promotion of Black popular music. He says the safety of everyone is being taken very seriously.
For us at the African American Arts Institute, our number one priority is safety.
He says the university has implemented a rigorous testing protocol along with other procedures and guidelines.
They have a rigorous contact tracing apparatus in place, disinfecting facilities, social distancing, wearing masks, also along with, you know, promoting personal accountability and common sense measures.
Strong says that prior to COVID, dozens of singers would rehearse together in a room. But post-COVID, procedures have changed all that. He says spacing will be implemented in rooms and students will be allowed in the rehearsal halls only at specific times and in limited numbers. Strong says they will be working in small groups, the rehearsal rooms will be thoroughly disinfected, and students will be assigned their own microphone throughout the duration of the semester.
In other words, you won't see a room with 20 students singing all together like that. You know, you may have a room with, you know, 5 to 6 students properly spaced out.
Strong says in addition to those safety protocols, they are looking into acquiring masks made especially for vocalists. He says while all the safety measures are essential, it's going to come down to personal accountability.
You know, because it is a college campus and we're dealing with young adults. So, personal accountability is going to have to come into play, and to help us make all these protocols and all these rules and things that we're putting in place to ensure that everyone is safe.
Strong says the IU Soul Review season will look different from usual, but the show will go on.
Everything is still based on locally, statewide, and countrywide what we do. As they change, the landscape changes for us also. So we have to be able to be flexible enough to bend as the winds of change blow through.
In a typical season, IU Soul Review travels around the country to perform and also has two popular performances in Bloomington. One is the Spring Show and the other is the Potpourri, which showcases all three of the ensembles from the African American Arts Institute. Those include the African American Choral Ensemble, the African American Dance Company, and the IU Soul Review. Strong says that they are planning their performance schedule, but they also need to be adaptable and they may need to be virtual.
Things are changing day to day, week to week, month to month. We do have contingency plans in place that will enable us to continue on with the good work that we're doing.
Strong says that while COVID-19 affects the Black population at a disproportionate rate, and he is concerned about his students and faculty, he believes that adhering to safety protocols and personal accountability will go a long way in keeping the community safe and healthy.
We have to do this together. There are going to probably be some outliers at some point, but I believe that if we take this walk together, we can get through this.
With information continuing to be updated daily, best practice to remain healthy is to follow the current guidelines and stay informed. For WFIU News, I'm Kerma Swords.